Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going to go to the lines. Before we do, I want to acknowledge Kurt of Madison called in with a very helpful piece of information. He said that he'd read an account where the person who punched the stewardess and knocked out her teeth was a woman. So, Kurt, thanks for calling in with that. There have been several such incidents. And that was not the only time the stewardess, I should say a flight attendant, was hit and had suffered injury. But thank you very much for adding that. We're going to the lines. David of Mequon. David of Mequon, my friend, thanks for calling. What's on your mind today?
Good morning, Matt. I actually was just going to add that point, but stole my thunder there. But I was going to add, this has been, to your point with the whole COVID, and people are just kind of just, you know, obviously trying to get back to normal. If you've been watching, you know, the NBA games, I mean, you've had many instances now where players, you know, have been, you know, they threw popcorn, or I think the one person threw a water bottle or whatever, is being charged with a felony at one of the players at the Boston Celtics. And you also see, from what I understand, some of the bars, I've been reading some of the cities now, they've been reporting more arguments and other bad scenarios just because people are kind of more or less binge drinking to kind of, I guess, you know, celebrate that they're no longer locked in the house anymore. So I do think it's a definite problem. And I think, from what I understand, the airlines are going to keep this in place until mid-September because, you know, hopefully by then they'll have better protocols. I'm not sure, but who knows? Maybe they'll keep it in place for longer than that. I don't know.
Yeah, thanks a lot. That's really good info. Yeah, a couple of things. There have been a number of attacks on flight attendants, and I mean physical. Some are kind of more sexual and groping, but some are just hitting them right in the face. There's more than one. And thank you for adding that to the Kurtz that one of them was a woman hitting the woman, which, you know, that's not justifiable either. That's wrong. But secondly, at the NBA games, you know, I had season tickets for the Bucks 1 year. I had all 41 games. There's a lot of games to go to. But then I got a 10-pack. But, you know, those players are very vulnerable. I mean, they have people sitting right on the court in those high-priced seats. But there were people that threw water bottles. And you throw a water bottle capped, that is a like throwing a stone. Throwing a stone. It not only disrupts the game, it can injure them, it can put out an eye. That's why certainly at the Bucks games, you know, at Fiserv Forum, if they give you water or they give you a beer or anything like that, they take the cap off. I mean, they're not going to give you something that can be weaponized. But people sneak stuff in and they can throw it. They get drunk. They get carried away. And the problem is you want enthusiasm. You want enthusiasm of fans. You're not running like a prison there. On the other hand, you have a couple of rotten apples. And this happens at Packer games, too. And they ruin it for all the fans around them. And they shout obscenities, even though there are kids there. And they throw stuff on the court. The minute they throw stuff on the court, they got to be dragged out and arrested. That is a safety hazard. People can trip, break an ankle, get hit in the eye, disrupts the game. And remember, so, you know, you have 10 people running up and down the court with something 17 or 18,000 people in the stands in the high priced seats. Their feet are practically on the court, practically on the court. You got to screen those people. They generally don't do it. But people shout obscenities and they do all sorts of things. They got to be removed. They got to be instantly removed. Out they go. Going back to the lines. Dick of Madison, my friend. Thanks for going. What's on your mind today, Dick?
Man, I find it kind of amazing, don't you? These people that say this is an infringement on their rights with the mask, but these same people will demand people to jump through 10 hoops to vote. What's up with that? You know, it's just unbelievable. These states, ours included, that are going after all these just totally crazy voting laws, making it something that should be I think it should be a national day off, personally, when there's a president elected every 4 years, so that you know, can get the most possible people out to vote every time, not just like this last election. That's what a true democracy would look like to me. But I find it funny that the same people would do that and say that's not infringing on anybody's rights.
Right. There's a lot of hypocrisy. I mean, let's be blunt about it, but you're making a good point. And as far as voting goes, here's the deal. People have talked about, and I think it would be a good idea, about having it as especially a presidential election, not every election, but a presidential election as a national holiday, or certainly have it on something other than a Tuesday, maybe have it on a Saturday where more people are free. So that's one possibility. The other possibility is giving them a small tax credit on their tax return, like $5. And you check a box. If you voted in the last presidential election, you get a $5, you know, your taxes are lowered by $5. And that's a possibility. But you know something? I would settle just for H.R. 1 and S.B. 1. I would settle for easy access to the polls, early voting, absentee voting, enough voting machines that actually work per 1,000 people, so that, for instance, in Texas, Houston, with millions of people, has enough voting machines in more than a small county, that they don't just purge the polls without notification right before an election. All of that, and no gerrymandering. H.R. 1 and S.B. 1 say no gerrymandering in any federal election, which means it would spill over to the state elections. You can't gerrymander anymore. Fair Maps Commission. That alone, Manchin and Sinema should suspend filibuster for that bill alone. That bill alone. Going back to the lines, Betsy of Madison, my friend, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Yeah. Good morning. What do you call Sinema and Manchin? Are they Republicans? They kind of go that way. I really don't understand these Democrats, not wanting to make progress here in our country. Our country is really under attack. And you know what? I love you, Matt. You're the best. I'm sorry. With your opinions and everything else, you're just the best. I just love you. I can't tell you that. Okay.
Bessie, it's always great. Thank you very, very much. Thank you very, very much. It's great to hear from you. And yeah, I want to say, and I want to get this in before the break, what you raised is a very important point. You raised it in a very stark way. You said, are Manchin and Sinema, you know, really Democrats? Now, here's the delicate problem. We have a 50-50 mix here, and Kamala Harris breaks the tie. They have to treat Manchin and Sinema very gingerly, very, very gingerly. You can't insult them. And, you know, there are some people who switch parties. There was a guy named Ben Nighthorse Campbell in Colorado years ago. He's a Democrat, and he just became a Republican. And he got reelected once, but people don't like people who switch parties. And it is true that West Virginia and Arizona lean Republican, but Manchin especially has very, very, very strong roots there. And it seems to me, from a leadership perspective, he could put it this way. He'd say, I'm for the filibuster. That's what they want. Okay. But just in this one case, SB 1 and HR 1, I'm going to suspend it the way we did for Supreme Court appointments and cabinet appointments. They used to be subject to the filibuster. Not anymore. The Republicans took that out just for them. So we'll do the same thing. And then, by the way, there'll be no more gerrymandering. The minute there's no more gerrymandering, you're going to see a sea change in this country. I wish he would do that, but Biden has to be very careful. You can't attack the guy and he gets angry and he switches parties, and then we're up the creek. You're going to a break? Lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.